producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
I can't eat it.
You want answers? So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
Well, sure, it's news.
Okay.
But you've got to do that little riddle rhyme
right.
That you just did about the Queen of England, because we don't ever want to disrespect her.
No.
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, Alex, you talking about these, it reminded me of...
Fat bastard, oh me, tummy!
All right, my belly. But in Scotland, if you have a condition called diarrhea, I don't want to get too guttural here, but we call it the skitters. And I wrote a song years ago called The Skitters Hum, and one of the verses in this song was dedicated to the Queen, and it goes like this. Now over in Merry England, in a place called London Town, there's a bird on the scene, they call her the Queen. You can't miss her, she wears a crown. Now the royals, they don't get skitters, no, because that would be unfair. So when Queenie lets one go, they call it London Derriere.
I know somebody that hung out some with Sean Connery. Back in the day, and he would say, let's go get some birds.
There you go.
So I guess you call girls birds, not chicks, birds.
Birds, you say birds, yeah.
Birds.
Yes, we won't talk about Pushy Galore in the Goldfinger movie, you know. Yes, Pushy, I would love
it. Well, I'm sure Sean Connery he didn't actually act like that in real life.
I've no idea. He used to be a milkman in Edinburgh. Anyway, Scottish John, do you know who Dale Watson is?
Yes.
Dale gave me that nickname when I came to Austin. I'd known Dale. I'd seen him play three times in London, so I probably met Dale either 95 or 96. And when I came to Austin, he used to get me up and sing with his band up at Jenny's Little Longhorn, and he just called me Scottish John. Now, when your hero, Dale Watson's my hero because of what he's done for country music. You know, I'm a country musician myself, and what happened with country music in the 90s, I thought that was the CIA did that, because it's horrible.
Well, they didn't like outlaw country. They ruined it on purpose.
Yeah. So that's why I carry the name Scottish John with a lot of pride, because Dale Watson gave me that nickname.
Very interesting. I know Weldon knows him. He, people love him all over the world.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, I go to New York and I go, oh, we love Dale Watson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And who do they love here? Tim McGraw. It must be the fluoride in the water, yeah?
I like Waylon Jennings.
Oh, he's, man. Like I said in my wee short bio there, it was when I was in the Philippines hanging out with these Texas guys. They were working oil field in the South China Sea, and we all just used to drink at the same bars and eat at the same restaurant. I'm hanging out with a bunch of them one night, and somebody put on a tape, and I heard Waylon Jennings singing, I've Always Been Crazy, and then I heard Willie singing Yesterday's Wine, and I went, bah, some people find Jesus. I found Waylon and Willie.
I tell you, I went down to Grand Cayman, and they just love Texans there, like you know, real Texans, the Texas voice. And everywhere I go in the world, people like Texans, and I guess because old-fashioned Texans are pretty friendly and funny. The sad part about it is Texas, nothing against Californians and folks like that, but I'd rather have people from Scotland or somewhere in, like, Africa or wherever, as long as they're real people. California is so plastic. And I talked to folks that lived in California 60 years ago or so. It was totally different. It was more like Texas. It is that fake Hollywood culture has just, it ruins everything. Yeah.
You look at the musical talent that's come out of Texas. Waylon, Willie, Ray Price, Chris Christopherson, George Jones, Bob Wills. It's phenomenal. That's a phenomenal pool of talent. So that has to say something about Texas. You know, that's unique.
Who's your favorite country music singer right now? Bill Watson?
Oh, that's a hard question. Waylon, Willie.
You ever run into Willie around town?
I've got Willie's autograph on my guitar. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've played chess with him.
I know.
Well, I'm not bragging, it's just him.
I used to do an
annual, and I've done other things.
I used to do an annual birthday bash for yeah. Willie when Mother Egan's Irish Pub was down here on
6th. Oh, yeah.
And you know who used to come and watch us play? I didn't know who he was at the time, but your buddy Mike Judge used to come and watch us.
Oh, Mike's great. He's been in town a lot lately. I just hadn't had time to go hang out with him. He's awesome. You know, I was talking to Jimmy Vaughn. He said, it's true, but I'm not a master guitarist like him, so I wouldn't know. He said that Mike Judge is one of the best guitarists he knows, period.
Yeah.
Like the top five. That guy's a genius right there.
Yeah.
You know, he has like 180 IQ. He can do like math. Listen, Scottish Sean, good having you in. I hope that they vote for independence, and I just hope Scotland does well. And I've still never been to Scotland. I've been to England a bunch, but I'm going to go there next. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Yes, Tess. That's Nan Lakers.
All right.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Headlines on InfoWars.com 1 month after we first broke it. The gray lady, the New York Times confirms, top scientists are saying Ebola may have gone airborne. Well, it was in CDC documents 2 years ago. We just wrote about that. We got attacked all over the media for simply saying, scientists say Ebola may have gone airborne. Well, now it's in the New York Times, the Washington Post. It's breaking everywhere. Experts, Ebola may be airborne, could kill millions. Doctors confirm when InfoWars first reported last month on August 4th. Another headline, we were attacked for it again. Virologists, it's too late. Ebola will kill 5 million. I'm not saying that. That is the top German virologist facility, and that's in Bild. Their biggest magazines, biggest newspapers, that's all being reported in Germany. And I just told the guys, I said, why isn't that story red-linked? That's a red-linked story, and it is red-linked now. White House blunder, senior official claims Saudi Arabia has extensive border with Syria. No, they don't, folks. It's with Iraq. A continuing judge says founding fathers turning in graves at Obama's unconstitutional murderous behavior. That's close quote. I want to get into that article. Kurt Nemo writes, it will take ground troops to fight ISIS block by block if they really want to take them out. They're not going to do that. They're going to give them money and claim they're fighting them to overthrow Assad. 1.8 million protests in Spain. I apologize. I said a million earlier. It was 1.8 million protests in Spain demanding separation like Scotland. Mad science, genetically modified microhumans, that means babies, to be farmed, close quote, for drug testing by 2017. Unbelievable. Should be babies to be kept in labs and tested on. I mean, you start having a baby symbol on the shampoo. Babies to be tortured to death. But they call them microhumans, so it's trending and okay. You can't make this stuff up. Vote yes on Scottish independence. Scotland finally has a chance to get free from the British. Another headline there. And again, folks, I've got extensive, what you call British lineage, but so did George Washington, and he absolutely defeated the Transylvanian king, King George III. And that's just what it comes down to. They're not even, they're not British, they're not Scottish, they're not Irish, they're not Gaelic, they're not Viking. The royal house that ended up beating all the other royal houses out. William the Conqueror's Vikings, the Gauls, all of them got defeated by a Transylvanian house. And if you don't believe me, just type in Prince Charles is the heir of Count Dracula. It's mainstream news. That's how bizarre all this is. I mean, you could not, in a Twilight Zone movie, come up with something this bizarre. So we have all that information up on Infowars.com and more. And then I have another story I'm going to get to at the bottom of the hour and get our guest take on. Militia is now streaming to the border, saying they're going to stop the illegals being bussed across. So that's escalating. Also, another report here out of Breitbart, first reported here by Al Jazeera, entire leadership of ISIS opposition wiped out by unexplained explosion. Just like at the end of episode 3 where they send all the so-called rebels to this base and then Darth Vader goes in and kills them all. Hold off, Vader! You are here to give us our reward! Yes, you definitely got your reward. The minority, non-quote radical, I had Colonel Schaefer on, who just been briefing Congress, head of black ops against Al-Qaeda for a decade. I had him on as he was on the cell phone leaving the Capitol, getting in his car 2 days ago. And he said, is it 65% are Al-Qaeda like we're told? He goes, no, it's way above that. And then he said, but it's classified, I can't tell you. So then I just talked to a little bird later, and it was 95%. But the point is, 95%. Congress has been briefed, is Al-Qaeda, now known as IS or ISIL, to confuse the public. That is huge. And now the non-radicals all were called to meet the non-radical meeting to be funded by NATO, and I'm afraid the whole building blew up. Nearly 50 senior commanders of a major coalition of Islamic moderates opposed to ISIS in Syria have been killed by an explosion at their secret command bunker as they met to discuss strategy against the Islamic State. This is why the Assad regime and others listen to this show on record. It's come out in the London Telegraph. It's because we're giving people the real analysis of how cloak and dagger works. Okay, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. They were crazy to ever believe any of the intel they're giving the West isn't going right to IS to make sure they get taken out. Saudi Arabia runs IS with the West, and they are not going to have anybody get in the way of that. This war will be to mop up any rebels not controlled by Al-Qaeda. And the public will be told it is to take out Al-Qaeda. And that's Jerome Corsi, that's Colonel Schaefer, that's top generals on Fox News, that's my inside sources, but it's all that Syrian girl whose grandfather ran the regime before Assad. All right, we now, for the balance of the hour, go to our guest. We sell her book, Behind the Green Mask. It is the best little book in the world to give to city council members, zoning authority people like she was in an area of California, to be able to understand what's happening. Because when you wonder why you can't have a light bulb or why a toilet's away or why Europe is banning toasters and vacuum cleaners, it's about total control. India and China don't have carbon taxes. We do. It's designed to shut our industries down, and then General Electric gets waivers where they don't get shut down, but all their competition does in coal power. Meanwhile, we have leaking nuclear reactors on fault lines, like the Devil's Canyon facility. Rosa Corey is an author of Behind the Green Mask. She's an executive director of the Post Sustainability Institute. She's a forensic commercial real estate appraiser specializing in eminent domain valuation. Her nearly 30 years of experience analyzing land use and property value enabled her to recognize the planned revolution sweeping the country. While fighting to stop a huge redevelopment project in her city, she researched the corporate, political, and financial interests behind it and found Agenda 21 from the UN. Impacting every aspect of our lives, UN Agenda 21, sustainable development is a corporate manipulation using the green mask of environmental concern to forward a globalist plan. Her website is democratsagainstunagenda21.com. And she's pointed out that, you know, it's a purple coalition of red and blue who don't want to be slaves. I just call it reality. And, of course, they used to say, there is no Agenda 21. There is no UN. You know, there is no death panels in Obamacare. On and on and on. Oh, there's no boots on the ground. ISIS is not Islamic. 2 + 2 = 4. The Easter Bunny's real. Santa Claus is real. This is the type of stuff we're hearing. Now the New York Times says, because of Rosa Corey and Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and all those other people, it's just terrible. All of our development plans are getting messed up from the UN. The UN does know what to do, and we should follow what UNESCO says. She joins us to give us the state of Agenda 21 and what's happening. Rosa Corey, thank you for coming on with us today.
Glad to be with you, Alex.
So much to talk about. Give us the latest cutting edge, where the battle is, the latest intel.
Well, you know where the battle is. It's right here. And because the war on terror is a war on us. And our minds, the war is on for your mind, as you always say, and this is really where it's at. It's local. It's in your university. It's in your elementary school all the way up to your postgraduate school. And this is the idea, is to create regional alliances. So it's about breaking down our alliances, our loyalty, our connection with our national identity. And I think it's interesting that you were talking about freedom movements for people around the world, because the idea anything that destroys the existing order is going to further ultimately Agenda 21, because it's about destroying and transforming what we consider to be normal. And in order to do that, it requires a tremendous transformation. As Al Gore said, it's a wrenching transformation. So this is mental. It's, you know, it's beyond Bernays. This is way beyond Bernays, way beyond Skinner, way beyond Hegel. This is absolutely taking us to a point where we are terrorized, to the point where we are actually going to break with our old identity, with our old alliances, and rearrange the world in a sort of a regional sort of new framework. And this is what the goal is.
That's right. They're bringing in the worldwide cascade of crises. So we go into learned helplessness, roll over and say, just we'll do whatever you say, just stop it.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's very effective because we are just, you know, we're not trained to deal with this level of stress. And so, you know, whether it's Ebola or you're terrified you're going to get your head cut off when you're on the way to the grocery store, you know, or you're getting patted down like a common criminal when you want to fly and see grandma. This whole, you know, this entire way of destroying your ability to think clearly is a definite plan. This is the way that we are, you know, that this is being determined, is how the main way of thinking can be totally changed. This is actually called second and third order change. And this is part of the way that we're being propagandized.
And for folks who don't know, we'll talk about when we come back, they have their Delphi technique, they go to seminars. None of this is even secret. They all write books about how they're nudging us, they're manipulating us, and they're far from liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. You know, Voltaire was a liberal. These people are social engineers.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you might call them radical reactionaries who are extremely conservative in what they're going to allow you to think. You know, they may pose themselves as being super, you know, liberal, cool, but in fact, you know, the progressive mindset is restrictive.
All right, I'm going to give you the floor for the balance of the hour. I want you to drill into their overall control grid, what they're doing, the state of the battle, Rosa Corey. Folks, everyone listening, not just because it supports us, it supports Rosa, because you know we got to put money in the meter to fund this growing operation that's having so much success, but it's about waking up local decision makers, sheriffs, police chiefs, school teachers, professors, zoning boards, PTAs, city councils. Get the book, Behind the Green Mask.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Use it only in emergency. Think about it. The government, all the elites have bodyguards, but we can't have guns for ourselves. This is domestication. This is enslavement. They manipulate our heartstrings to get us to accept wars and turning our guns in and TSA while the border's wide open. It's all part of the North American Union. It's all part of Agenda 21 on record. The UN treaty, the UN plan, it's all public. Rosa Corey is our guest, a leading expert and a very successful activist on communicating to people what we're facing. Rosa, I want to get into the latest of what's unfolding, but what is, from your view, traveling the country and the world, this is not just in the U.S., it's worldwide, what is the state of their attempted takeover? I see them panicking all over the news, first trying to deny it, now trying to say it's good to be run by the U.N. Where is all this going?
Well, where it's going, unless we stop it, is, of course, you know, unfortunately, the reality of one world government or, you know, the clash of the titans. We're talking about full regionalization in, you know, as the lead up to entire globalization, totalitarian state. And that's, you know, this is what the war on terror is about, to, you know, create this perpetual war, that we actually create our enemy and then, you know, continually fund and perpetuate that so that it actually pushes us into these mega regions, which are then essentially fiefdoms, princedoms, you know, that are going to be used as for totalitarian control. So that's the goal. I think that as I travel around the country and around the world, what I've seen is tremendous rising in awareness and people who are actually working together to fight this, and they understand it's local, that, you know, there's not really much that you're going to be doing about it internationally, but you are in power locally if you take your power. So what you need to do is be very strong mentally and emotionally to withstand the tremendous power of social propaganda and behavioral modification that's coming at you from the press, from your universities, in every small local organization. You know, talk about infiltration. I mean, you have major international groups, you have local groups, you have nonprofits. This is all public-private partnerships that are funded through your government and then work with, you know, for instance, like the Smart Growth Network, which is a United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Group, which is funded and put together by the Environmental Protection Agency, the United States federal agency. And then it includes lots of private partners, like the American Planning Association, you know, you've got Smart Growth Network, you've got, and then you've got universities in there. So in other words, what you're having, what you see is clusters of groups that have a single focus, and that is to change the way that you think and to disempower you while giving you the impression that this is making you a better human being. It's about creating the new man, somebody who's, you know, giving back, and thinking about others, self-effacing, ego-destroying. This is the concept that's being used throughout schools, throughout local organizations.
And this is what cults classically do with their brainwashed servants. Jim Jones, any of them, they want these little mindless zombies that do whatever they're told while the elites fly around in jumbo jets with red carpets. It is literal mind control.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing. You don't expect it to come from a government agency. I mean, if you join Jim Jones, you know, you're like, okay, well, it's kind of weird here and I'm off in Guyana for a reason. But no, I mean, you've got this stuff coming at you from NOAA, from the, you know, Oceanographic agency. You've got it from the EPA.
You got MSNBC saying 2 + 2 = 5 and that our kids don't belong to us. They're purposefully trying to overwhelm us right now.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is that you really, I can't emphasize this enough, how you've got to keep your sense of humor, be able to step back from this and say, hey, man, you know, this is, you know, you cannot expect me to fall in line with this line that you're feeding me, because, you know, this is something, these are people who are truly trained and are actually experts at changing the way that you think and behave. And, you know, I can give you an example. I mean, this is, you know, this is, these are orders of change that are determined and they're taught in universities. This is organizational management. And, you know, you might have the Association for Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education. That's a group that is training professors, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, we have them right here in Austin, and it turns out they're CIA. I'm going to come back to you to explain how they create this artificial spectrum where it looks like every institution is agreeing, but it's all run by the same people. It sounds like it's hard to defeat, but knowing is 90% of the battle. Then it all is so
clear.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Now, when you read the Rockefeller Foundation documents or the Bertrand Russell documents, you get into social engineering, you read Huxley's Brave New World Revisited, it's nonfiction, his brother headed up UNESCO, that's the agency that's over UN Agenda 21 and the global treaty that we're following, even though we never ratified it. Kind of like we're not ratifying the carbon taxes, Obama says he'll just sign an executive order. Or he'll open the borders, and then the UN gives him the authority. This is so incredible. Well, the crew just came in with a CNN article. We're going to get the video. Scotland, you want out? We'll take your place. David R. Wheeler, who is a traitor. In the past, in my view, in the past few years, as America has degenerated into political and economic chaos, it has become increasingly clear that we would be far better off if we apologize for our revolt against the crown and request to rejoin the United Kingdom. Well, it wasn't called the United Kingdom then, jackass. Excuse me. It was called the British Empire. and it was incredibly corrupt and designed the first concentration camps that were then used against Native Americans. See, I actually have read hundreds of books on the British Empire. Back when I had time, I read history books every week. I still do sometimes when I go on vacation or something. I mean, I'm really into it. And I'm seeing all this British propaganda. People always talk about the Israel lobby manipulating us. We're going to Rosa Corey here in a moment. And I don't like the fact that that's going on. But there's the Saudi Arabian interest, the Chinese telling us what movies we can have. America is like just a joke now. And I'm not saying that to bash the country. I love the country. We need to admit it. All of this, they set up the Council on Foreign Relations in 1922 to Anglophile, as they call it, with British intelligence in New York. It became the fad then to speak with an Atlantic accent like Thurston Howell. Ooh, love me. That was people doing an affected British accent. Okay? And you couldn't even get into high society unless you had like these connections or been on the Mayflower and stuff like that. They have all these societies. Okay? And that really goes on. And I'm not here bashing the British people. They're great. They're huge listeners. The globalist parasites took it over because it was a great country. Just like the globalists use America to carry out all their operations and then blame America for it in the end. This is what the New World Order is about. But I see all these articles in the Boston Globe. Is the Declaration of Independence illegal to say that we could overthrow a government? They're fundamentally attacking the Founding Fathers. Not that they were perfect, but because what they want to bring in is the opposite. And when CNN has articles, this is an interview, this is a transcript. David R. Wheeler lives in Lexington, Kentucky, where he is a freelance writer and journalism professor at Asbury University. You ought to tweet at him and say, you know, if this country was, you know, still a sovereign nation, people like him would be up on treason charges. Totally sick. But again, what was Rosa Corey just saying 10 minutes ago? It's about shocking us into submission. Just your kids belong to us. 2 + 2 = 5. You didn't build your business. We'd be better off under the Queen of England. England is in shambles just like we are because the globalists are sucking it dry, deindustrializing it. The rich government bureaucrats own steel plants in India and ordered the ones in Sheffield shut down. And then literally British ministers with Pachauri of the UN who wrote the carbon tax literally then own the steel mills. I mean, it's unbelievable. Rosa, I'm ranting. Your book's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And everybody should go there and get it and give it to everybody they know. People should buy boxes of this. We can beat these people. As you said, there's a global awakening right now, but we got to go over the top. Because now, even when we wake people up, and we are fighting it all over, you were getting into, we went last year and talked to this UT professor about the Agenda 21 office he has and smart growth. And when I've gone to these conferences, they laugh and admit it's a political takeover because they know the public is so ignorant. The public's ignorance is their strength. Tyranny's strength is the public's ignorance. And it's like light in darkness. As we become informed and understand the conspiracy and that it's an open conspiracy and that it's an arrogant conspiracy, we can bring it down. But we have to realize it is a criminal enterprise. Rosa Corey, you've got the floor.
Yeah, well, you said it, Alex, and I don't know if you happen to catch Kissinger. Henry Kissinger had a little article on the Wall Street Journal about a week and a half ago where he was talking about the assembly of the New World Order. And he was talking about, you know, basically that, we've got economic integration globally. You know, these people are globalists. We've got economic integration globally, but we haven't gone far enough. You know, we really need... we really need to have a full global system. And the framework for that is already in place with the United Nations. You know, so this is the structure is to, you know, where you've got, the Organization of the Islamic States having a, you know, very powerful block and, you know, talking about, ISIS, ISIL, whatever they're calling it this week, you know, this is about, empowering fundamentalists who are not going to allow dissent. And this is, you know, what we were talking about, like, you know, whether you're going to Guyana with Jim Jones or whether you're going down to your city council and being berated by your local neighborhood association that's not going to allow you to speak out against whatever thing they're throwing at you this week in your town. It's about not allowing dissent. It's about restriction of thought. And there are people who actually have the nerve to call themselves thought leaders all over the world, who are mainly out of universities and so-called think tanks, who are directing the corporatocracy. This is Agenda 21 is the it's the blueprint to inventory and control all aspects of your life, all human activity on the planet. And so what that means is it requires continual assessment and inventory, monitoring, assessment, and change. And this is what your school systems are about. That's what Common Core is really about. It's about assessment, analysis, inventory, and then management of populations. So this is what we're dealing with now, is it's pervading every aspect of our culture all around the world. And anything that, you know, that destroys your existing structure is a boon to this, because it's about throwing you completely out of your equilibrium and destroying any sense that you have control. It's about destroying our independence completely, our individual concept of ourselves as individuals who have the right to resist, to speak out, to be strong. And this is why it's so important for all of us to educate ourselves, because if you don't know you're looking at it, you could be going right along with it. You'd be a good German all by yourself, you know, put on your little uniform, and you don't even realize that you're a part of the plan unless you have the background and the knowledge that you need to recognize what it is. Because they don't call it United Nations Agenda 21 when you're looking at it in your town. You know, so it might be your climate action plan, the way your universities are taking control through clusters, through innovation ownership, through direction of your mind, through installing sustainable development principles in every aspect of your schooling. And it's not about, we're not talking about recycling and stuff here. We're talking about actual, the way that you think about yourself as a human being, that you are destroying the planet, and that any action that you take that is individual is simply too selfish. Your individual concept of yourself is destroying the planet. And, you know, this is really the way that this plan is forwarded.
So the individual itself is evil.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, this is part of the whole third way concept, you know, that you've seen where, you know, you have to, it's like the Hegelian dialectic where you have to look at, you know.
Free will is thought crime.
Right. And here you are, anything that you're thinking about, you know, that goes against, you know, that's dissenting, where you say, hey, wait a second, you know, let me ask a question here. Slow down. You know, what's the rush? What are we doing here? Let's ask the question. How can we have a sovereign state without a border that's controlled? How can we, you know, teach our children mathematics when they're being inserting huge numbers of steps that have nothing to do with math? Why are, you know, our public officials not really representing us? These are the questions we need to be demanding answers to. And the thing is that when you join as an individual with others who are asking these questions, who are demanding the answers, then you have power. When you're cowed, when you're terrified, when you're freaking out, you are not thinking clearly. And this is what, you know, the plan is designed to do, is to destroy your equilibrium, to panic you, and also to make you accept a situation that you never would have accepted if it weren't for a tremendous, chaotic crisis.
And CNN says we're in a crisis. The answer is joining the crown.
Right. You too. You too can be part of the huge regional global plan. You know, all you have to do is just go along. And people don't want to resist because it's too difficult and it creates a sense of stress in them that they might not be accepted by their friends and their neighbors, or they might, you know, they might get in some kind of trouble. So, but you've got to really be courageous. And, you know, hey, what is the point of your life anyway? If you're living as a slave or as some directed individual, it's not really your life at all. So I think that your listeners obviously are people who are independent thinkers, who are people who are looking, clearly looking at the reality of what's going on. and demanding, you know, that answers be given them, and that no activity be taken, especially military activities. You know, we're talking about totalitarian control that's being put in place to control us. This is what it's about. Like, for instance, the United States Army just put out a report, I know you know about this, on mega regions, on mega cities, and how they're saying we're not prepared to deal with hand-to-hand combat in cities. In megacities. But this is the design. This is, okay, so let's pump up the military. Let's give them all their robotics and their, you know, their drones and everything they need to fight us in New York City. This is the concept. So, you know, we're at this point where we're just reeling. And this is the purpose of it. This is the purpose of what's going on, is public-private partnerships, fascism, and total globalization to remove our ability to have representative government.
Continue breaking it down.
Hey, you know, this is it. And your university is part of it. Your, you know, your school system, your local school system, your local nonprofit, your local neighborhood association. You know, you get invited to, you know, to go comment on, you know, Horizon 2035 or whatever it is in your local town, you know, New York 2040, you know, whatever the plans are, Northeast landscapes, the byways, the, you know, whatever the plans are, the greenways, the blueways. These are all about inventorying and controlling your activity on the planet, and about restricting your ability to get out into the rural and suburban areas and live freely. If you want to live in the cities, that's fine, but your taxes are actually paying to construct nonprofit and for-profit, low-income and regular-income buildings that are inside of your city center, so that you will get in out of the rural and suburban areas on your so-called high-speed rail that goes nowhere, doesn't exist, sinks your economy, keeps you trapped in the center of a mega city region where now your military is going to be patrolling with drones. And this is about control. It's about literally about the blueprint for control of us all across the world. So whatever your system is, you need to ask, whether it's local in your businesses, in your schools, you need to step back and say, who is heading this up? Who is funding that? Is it the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation? Are they the private groups? Is it the EPA, the Department of Transportation, the HUD? You know, which agencies are paying for this? They were all on the President's Council on Sustainable Development. This is a federal plan moving towards a full global plan. This is the goal. So we need to remove the blinders that we have, stop being panicked, and start taking our power together. Educating ourselves is the most powerful thing that we can do, because if you don't know what the enemy looks like, you're very likely to be going and volunteering your time for those groups, the groups that are working against you.
And this is not something that can't be defeated. Once you educate the public, once we expose the criminal conspiracy, once people understand that when you're sitting there talking to a major mayor, like the mayor of Austin, who is an Agenda 21 model, UN certified operative, Austin is a model of their global takeover.
Yeah.
They all know full well it's a zoning tax takeover and not about a nice city. They all know it's about insiders getting waivers and nobody else getting it. They're sitting up there literally as organized crime, and I'll say it, knowing what they're doing with techniques and seminars they've gone to for decades to know how to make you feel small, to laugh at you. Lee Leffingwell flips off people that are there talking about Agenda 21. We have video. To make you feel desperate and powerless and to try to end citizens' communication. Because the truth is, they know that they've basically hijacked the city as a microcosm. They know, like bank robbers going into a bank. And we're like going, hey, this isn't nice what you're doing. It's really a, nobody's robbing a bank. Keep them in the back tied up. Go on, little kid. Get on out of the way. They're conscious. We're dealing with perps here. This is a giant corporate organized crime cult. It's a military operation.
Yeah. And this is, you know, this is the concept. You know, this is what you're talking about. Cults, fundamentalism, does not allow for any thinking outside of what is permitted. And so, you know, this is what's so frightening, I would say, if you're going to talk about fear, about having, you know, infiltration in your government or your government participating with restricting, you know, the way that you think or the way that your ability to express yourself is allowed, you know, simply when you go to a public meeting. You know, in fact, I was just in Alaska. And I was in Kodiak, Alaska, and their city council up there, their borough council, just said, hey, you know, we have decorum rules, so we don't want you questioning the motives of anyone sitting on this council.
That's not decorum rules. That's Soviet-style speech control. Hey, this council's being paid off. Here's the evidence. Officer, arrest that woman. I see these videos all the time. You don't come in here and say this is part of a UN plan, but you've got a UN-certified board member. You're implementing it. You're getting the grant under the treaty. Officer, take that man out of here. And we see the videos. You stand up and say, I don't want my daughter taught 2 + 2 = 6. I don't want fuzzy math. Officer, take that man out of the PTA. And he's like, I had my 3 minutes. I don't like your tone. Officer, arrest that man. And the officer does it. Again, because it is a criminal cult takeover of collectivists that don't build or make something. They go and organize things, set up fraud, work together, and rob us. And I used to think it was only the top 1% of the elite that knew the whole picture. It's gotten so bad now with their training, they all sit around and just laugh at their own events about us. I mean, it's so crazy. Stay there. We're going to come back to you.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
InfoWars Live. Life.com has Oxy Powder developed by Dr. Group that is just amazing at cleaning out your entire GI system compared to nothing I've ever used. And the gut is upwards of 80% of your immune system, the medical research shows. Our guts are under attack with all the GMO. You get the best product out there for detoxing and so many other things. I know you're going to love it. Wait till you take it. It's just incredible what it does. And the energy that I've gotten, just everything in 2 weeks on it. And then it supports this broadcast and telling the truth. Oxy Powder. All the other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. The X2 crystal-based nascent iodine that nobody else has. Truly proprietary. The Silver Bullet. The Supermel Vitality. The Lung Cleanse. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. For the newest, we have a new Special Forces 50 cal style Molon Labe t-shirt. That's going to become our new bestseller. In fact, it already has. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And when you're on InfoWarsStore.com, be sure and get Behind the Green Mask, You and Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. You may know all about this, but it's like calling 911 or yelling at a guy you see breaking in the back of your neighbor's house. You should take it personal. You should get upset about this racketeering operation. These aren't words I'm using. This is real. This is a criminal, organized, corporate crime takeover. We are being conquered right now. And they will suck us dry just like the EU's done in Cyprus and other places. It's already happening. Rosa Corey, in closing, what's the latest they're up to? I know in Austin and all over, they're building city-funded 200-square-foot coffin apartments, And then taxing people that have good-sized apartments to force social engineering. They are opening the borders up to drive down wages. I mean, it's just a really nasty group of people.
Yeah. You know, what you are talking about is treason. This is organized crime. And the shock is that, of course, it's organized by your own government. It is a takeover. You're not going to see the tanks rolling down your street right away or anything like that. This is what it looks like when you get taken over. And, you know, the way to block it, to stop it, I don't know how much we can stop it if we don't join together and really become aware. But you can anti-Delphi meetings. You can get the information out to your elected officials who you have elected. You know what? The thing is, with your elected officials, they don't always have to agree with you. But if you show up down there with 200 people, they're going to block whatever it is that they were going to do to you. They will stop doing it because they want to stay in office. And this is the only power that we have at this point, is to, you know, we've got our legal power. We are suing to stop a huge regional plan here in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's our Agenda 21 major regionalization plan. You can do things like this, too. You go down, you speak out, you elect people who represent you. You don't listen to controlled opposition. You are the resistance. You don't allow people to put words in your mouth or manipulate your children. You expose these collaborators. And this is something that, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road with mega regions, with regionalization, because that is the stepping stone, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said, to full globalization. So when you're in your town and you see these mega buildings getting built, you know, they're supposed to be so fabulous and groovy and have the coffee shop downstairs and your bus lane out front and all your bikes and all that. This is about concentration of populations.
It's so about making it more crowded, more hellish, and just literally micromanaging, surveilling everything we do. That's an Agenda 21. Total surveillance.
Be the resistance. We can do it.
Well, I want you to have a great weekend, Rosa Corey. Thank you so much for your tireless efforts for liberty.
Thank you, Alex.
What an amazing lady. Folks, we'll be back this Sunday with a special on Ebola with Paul Watson, Rob Dew, and others. Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.